Hello. Hello.
Hello, my name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer service. How may I help you?
I woke up this morning to a $67.32 charge on my debit card that I did not make.
Okay, hold on just one moment, sir. Could you give me your zip, please, sir?
35055.
35055. And your name, yes, sir?
Tony Parker.
Tony?
T-O-N-Y. Yes, ma'am. P-A-R-K-E-R.
Wait a minute. You said your first name is Tony?
Yes.
Okay, and the last name, sir?
Parker.
Parker, okay.
P-A-R-K-E-R.
Okay, could you hold on just one moment, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on, sir. Hold on. I'm going to put your name in.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Parker. I'm going to try again. Your zip code did not come in. I'm going to put your first and last name. Hold on. One moment,
okay,
please. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Tony. Your account is pulling up. Could you verify your mailing address for me, please?
162 Bittner, B-U-E-T-T-N-E-R, Drive, Coleman, 35055, Coleman,
okay.
Alabama.
Okay. Could it be another address that you might be using?
No.
Could you tell me your email? Can you tell me your email address?
T. Parker.
Okay. This
836.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. I did not make this purchase.
So I hear what you're saying. You said you didn't make this purchase, but I need to verify your address, and this is not the address that's showing on the account. And I show
that's because I don't have an account with you.
Okay.
Where are you at? Where are you located?
I'm a third-party customer supporter agent, and we answer the calls for different 100 or more marketing for charges on the cards, or if you didn't get the items that you ordered, sir. You said there was a charge of what on your card?
$67.32.
Hold on, let me go up a little further. I'm showing $64 discount member. Hold on just one moment, Tony, for me, please. I'm going to try something else, okay?
Okay.
To see if yours come up. I see 60, a charge for $64.99, but it might not be. Hold on just a moment. I'm going to try some. Oh, could you tell me your phone number, please?
You sure are getting a lot of damn information from me.
Sir, I have to know. I have to know that what you're doing. You want me to help you to find the charge, and your if it's on there, if you have to have a name and account here, or I can't help you. I just need to you a phone number from you, sir. Please.
Area code 256.
256.
338. 8507.
Okay, thank you, Tony, for being so patient. Let me try this and see if it comes up. Okay, thank you for holding. I put your phone number in here, and it's not showing anything. So could you hold so I can find out what I can do for you? Thank you. Hold on.
Excellent.
Well, that's.
I'm still here. Hold on just one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Hold on just one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Tony. Hello, Tony?
Yes, ma'am.
You did give me your zip code as 35055. Is that correct?
That is correct. The charges was made to a excellent, powerful elect company. My bank said it was a electric, or I looked it up on Google, and it is an electrical bicycle website.
Electric bicycle? Okay.
Yes.
On the website?
Yes.
Okay.
On the website, when I seen it on my bank, I looked the charge up on Google, and it was an electrical bicycle shop or something.
Better get
Tony?
You a jacket.
Hello,
yes, ma'am.
Tony? Hold on just
yes.
one moment. I'm going to try again for to find this because you said it's a bicycle. And I'm going to see can I find you on here on this order. But you're saying you said you never ordered it. But okay, go ahead, sir.
I've never set an account. You're not going to find an account. I don't have an account. I've never ordered anything from this company. I've never talked to this company. I
okay.
can give you every information I have on my life, and you will not find it.
Okay.
There's nothing
there
from me.
Okay, Tony, I'm pulling an account with Tony Park on it. I need you to verify the address again for me. So can you tell me, can you verify the address?
My address is 162 Bittner, Bettner Drive.
Okay,
Colbert,
sir. That
Alabama.
Okay. Thank you for verifying the address. Hold on, let me pull it. You said I wouldn't find the account, but that's the address that's listed that you just verified. And your name is here too. It says Tony Parker. So I'm finna check and see what you said. This was a electrical bicycle.
Something. Okay. It's the name of it. The charge is Excellent Powerful Elect. ELECT.
I see the charge here for $67 that you were speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So hold on just one moment, Tony. I can see what. I'm showing that did you pay $574 to enter a campaign or a sweepstakes or a survey, sir? Because that's what I'm
no.
showing. It's showing
no.
here, and it shows that you were for $574 you were entering to a campaign or so sweepstakes or survey. And
no.
Okay, hold on just one moment. And by this paying the $574 it entered you into a membership, sir. Well, it has tactical bag. It doesn't have electrical bicycle, sir. And it has exercise, you received a welcome package, a welcome gift from the survey or the sweepstakes. So you did this on the 29th, and you were charged $67.32. Because of you didn't cancel or you didn't know the terms and conditions. So it was a charge of $67.32 for the shipping and handling. But you say you didn't enter or sign anything in a store or anything. You were entered into a sweepstakes.
No.
And that's where
okay.
the charge came from.
Okay. I know where it come from now, and I'll take care of it. Thank you.
Hold on, sir. Wait.